Hey everybody, it's Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We want to welcome you to this midweek video. As always, we appreciate you tuning in here at Grace Life Bible on YouTube. If you haven't already done so, if you consider subscribing and ringing the alarm bell as a way of staying current with the ministry, we go live from the Assembly Building as well as when we create content for you here midweek. We'd certainly appreciate that. Those of you that have been following the channel, you know that I've been doing a little bit of an extra video for the last number of weeks on were the King James translators King James only, as I've been giving some follow-up thoughts related to the forgotten preface, Surprising Insights on the Translation Philosophy of the King James Translators by Joshua Barzahn. And that was part of a series that I've done here. It is now over for the summer, a 17-part study on titled Producing a Proper Perspective on the Preface. So what I've done here of late in this first video in this playlist, I basically recorded a new introduction and I added it to the front of lesson 209, where I dealt with Brother Barzahn's book, The Forgotten Preface. And in the category of leveraging misuse and presentism, so that was video number one here. Video number two, or part two here, was me going through a couple points that I did not have time to go over when I originally taught lesson 209 at the church, because I just ran out of time. I had 15 pages of notes and couldn't cover everything, and so I had to skip a couple of points, and so I've covered them here in part two. In this video in part three, it's not going to be very long. I just basically want to touch upon two things. The first thing is I want to make an announcement. I have taken all of the notes for all the 17 lessons on the series on the preface, and I have put them all into a master PDF document, okay? So there will be a link to this document in the description for this video. Producing a Proper Perspective on the Preface, a Textual and Historical Study of Miles Smith's Preface to the King James Bible. This was prepared and taught by myself. These lessons were taught from February 5 through June 18, 2023 at Grace Life Bible Church. Here is a link to the entire class, all 209 lessons, and then if you click on this link here, it will take you to this playlist for producing a proper perspective on the preface. There is a brief table of contents going through the material, okay? So my first purpose in this video is to announce the creation of this document and its availability online through the Grace Life Bible Church website. And again, I will leave a link to this document in the description for this video. All right. Now, the last thing that I wanted to discuss here is related to the issue of false friends. Okay. Many people who are following recent discussions in the last number of years related to text and translation, you're familiar with this phrase and this concept from the work of Brother Mark Ward in his book Authorized, and then his subsequent series of videos on YouTube where he addresses this topic. Okay. This concept of false friends is plays heavy into the argumentation that is presented by Joshua Barzahn in the book. Okay, now I'm commenting here on this was thesis number five, which was the King James translators did not believe that their work was perfect. Okay, now if you go through all of these lessons, all the lessons in this series, in these notes, and in this playlist, Producing a Proper Perspective on the Preface, you will see that I take exception with this idea. The King James translators did view their work as perfect in a variety of different senses. And this is one of my problems here with the Forgotten Preface by Joshua Barzahn. He uses the concept of false friends quite heavily in his argumentation, yet he fails to recognize the occurrence of false friends in the very preface that he is endeavoring to exposit, okay? So this is just briefly here what I say about this. This is from page 158 of the complete document. My second objection to thesis number five centers around Barzahn's use of perfect. As we have argued in this series of studies on the preface, the word perfect is, quote, a false friend. There are various ways the King James translators did view their work as perfect. I find this to be interesting given the fact that Mark Ward, author of Authorized, the Use and Misuse of the King James Bible, and the chief purveyor of the false friends concept, consulted with Brother Barzahn on his book. See the acknowledgement page. I believe that's page 53. Okay. In his endorsement for the New King James in chapter 2, Barzahn stated the following regarding false friends in the King James Version. quoting from page 25. But even more problematic are the countless false friends littered throughout the King James. The difference between an archaic word and a false friend is that an archaic word is one readers know they're puzzled by. The encounter, Colops, Daysman, Murrian, and they know that they need to look these words up in the dictionary in order to understand them. But a false friend is a word that is still in use, but has a modern connotation that is very different from the 17th century meaning. That means that readers think they understand these words, but they don't. Common words like remove, I believe this is a typo, it should say commend, so I do apologize for that, I'll have to fix that, and halt, words we still use today, many have meant very different things in the English of 1611. It is projected that there are as many as 50 different false friends in the King James Version that appear over 1,300 times. This comes out to about 4.3% of all verses, and this is a conservative estimate based on the occurrence of only 50 or so false friends in the King James Version. Okay, so one of the arguments that is put forth is to use the false friends argument as a reason for laying aside the King James in favor of the AV. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up in this video is Brother Barzan has said in his book that he was expositing the preface based upon the preface alone in its proper historical context, and he has argued in thesis number 5 that the King James translators did not believe their work was perfect. I dispute this. There are 6 occurrences of forms of the word perfect in the preface, and Miles Smith is employing a variety of different meanings and senses when he is talking about what the translators did. It is not true to categorically state that they did not believe their work was perfect. They did believe their work was perfect in a variety of lesser senses, as I've gone over at length in these videos in this series, producing a proper perspective on the preface as well as in these notes. Okay? So here's my question. Why does discussion of false friends never impact conversations of the King James preface? If the presence of false friends is so detrimental to one's understanding of the biblical text in the AV, why are they never discussed in relation to a proper understanding of the preface? How can a book that purports to exposit the King James preface in its proper historical context fail to address the very phenomenon, false friends, that drive one of the main arguments for the replacement of the AV by the book's author? So, I'm not going to re-go through all this material and all this information, but I commend these notes to you as well as the playlist, and I do put the question out into the public space. At what point is the false friends concept going to impact people who are trying to understand and unpack the preface? Because if there are false friends in the text of the AV, then there are certainly false friends in the preface. And I submit and maintain that the translators did view their work as perfect in a variety of senses, not in the absolute sense. And I'm granting that, okay? Not in the absolute sense, but in a variety of lesser senses, they did view their work as perfect. So any statement that they, any unclarified statement that says categorically that they did not view their work as perfect, we have to maintain is not a true statement based upon the statements made by Miles Smith in the preface. In other places. In these notes and in these lessons, we track all 6 occurrences of forms of the word perfect in the preface and exposit them and expound them for you. So if you are interested in learning more about that, you're definitely going to want to check out these notes as well as this playlist. As soon as I am done, I will correct the typo on the word commend, and I will upload a new copy and attach in the description for this video a link to those notes. So, as always, if you like this video, if you're getting something from our channel, please subscribe and ring the alarm bell. Please like this video, share it, leave a comment, and anything you can do to help us get the word out about this channel, we would certainly appreciate. And just briefly, God loves you. Christ died for your sins. He shed his blood for you on the cross. He was buried. He rose again the third day, the victor over sin and death. and he is ready, willing, and able to give anybody who trusts the finished work of his son eternal life as a free gift. Trust Jesus Christ today before it's everlasting too late. Thanks for your attention, and we'll see you next time.